peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul,
it is well.
You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're all looking at me like I'm going to speak. Well, I'm not. I got a surprise for you this year. People have asked me, are you going to speak? I said, no, I spoke last year. So I'm not speaking this year. But I want to introduce the wonderful lady that is going to speak today. She's a wonderful lady that I've gotten to know. Her and her husband have been here for about a year now. And she is now a grandmother. She's been a grandmother for a few months now. And she's also a nurse. And she works over where my sister lives here. She's a nurse over there. And she grew up as a what I've gotten to know a little bit about her. She grew up in a pastor's home. And she's always encouraging me and always coming up and saying, how you doing, sweetie? And, you know, we all need that. We have such lovely ladies in here. Not just this one, but all of you are special in your own way. And you all have a testimony or a story to tell like I shared last year. But this wonderful lady, I'm really looking forward, and it's an honor to introduce her today. And it is Patricia. She's going to come now and speak.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am not quiet anyways. Praise the Lord. I would like my humble choir worship team to come and help me with the song, please. Where's Edvis? Edvis. God is good
all the time.
Yes. I'm going to lead you guys into one worship song this morning. Titled, My Soul Says Yes. I think the ladies that do come to the Bible study can relate to this song. We are watching a DVD of CD. The speaker is Katie Souza. She has a great testimony. I admire her. So she's talking about dunamis power. We have this power to pray for one another, amen, to pray for ourselves. And she talks about body, soul, and mind. So especially ladies, today it's a Mother's Day. We have the tendency to keep things in our hearts. We don't try to heal our souls. So unless we heal our souls, then whatever we pray for, God will answer. So this morning, the song says, My Soul Says Yes. I would like you to listen to the words, meditate on the words, and help to worship. Everybody's going to worship this morning. Praise the Lord. It's a Mother's Day, so we have to give all to God. All glory belongs to God. Amen. So don't look at me. Don't look at all these beautiful people here. Look at the Almighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the God of yesterday and today and forever. He's the El Shaddai, the mysterious working God. Please, can you stand with us to help me worship the song? Please, give reverence to God. Hallelujah.
My soul says yes. Says yes. Is yes, my soul says yes, says yes to your will.
I'm gonna sing it again.
My soul says yes, says yes, says yes. Yes.
Praise the Lord. I'm so sorry to interrupt your worship because I want the words to be up there for you guys to see. It says, my soul says yes to your will, to your will, to your will. My soul, just a repetition of my soul says yes. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we'll go ahead. With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Yes. My soul says yes. Everybody says yes. Yeah. Says yes. My soul says yes. Says yes to your will. I'll sing it again one more time. My soul says yes. with me and open heaven this morning, Lord. I depend on you, Lord Father. Father God, I want everything that has not been right in me, Lord Father God. Anything that I have in me that is contrary to your word. Father God, wash me, cleanse me, Lord. Sanctify us, Lord Father God, this morning. Let us receive from you this morning. Yeah, my soul says yes. My soul says yes. Everybody, raise your voice and talk to God this morning. Exalt God this morning. Talk to God this morning. Ask God to give you an open heaven this morning. We have to worship God. God, you are King of Kings. God, you are Lord of Lords. You are the God, great God of yesterday, today, and forever. You are the El Shaddai. You are the mysterious working God. Father God, we lift you up above all things in our lives. God, let us decrease and you increase forever. Any calamity go away, Lord Father God. Any pride go away, Lord Father God. Father, let us be humble, Lord Father God. Let us be down, Lord Father God. Wash us thoroughly from all iniquities. Cleanse us from all sins, Lord Father, because we acknowledge your presence, Lord. Father God, we ask you to come this morning. Father God, as I bring out the speaking this morning, I ask you to speak through me, Lord Father God, because I depend on you. I don't depend on myself. I'm an empty vessel. I'm a foolish thing. Come, you said you confirm the wise, Lord Father. You confirm the foolish to confirm the wise. Father God, come down this morning, Lord, in the mighty way, in the different way, in the powerful way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can have a seat. Thank you, worship team. Happy Mother's Day to all the women here. Whether you have children, you have a child, you're a mother. Happy Mother's Day to you all. Yes. Amen. I just want to tell you that I was not born here. I came here when I was already old like this. So I don't have Canadian accent. I have my own accent, but I try to pronounce the words in my own way. Anyways, so relax, fasten all your belt, and ready to ride on with me. Yes. Yes, that's my mother and my father. Amen. Mama, she passed away 8 years ago. Mama, belated, happy birthday to you. You passed away, but I love you. You did so much in me. I copied you. I'm a pure replica of my mom. Can you see her and me? Ooh. Yes. Okay. As we celebrate Mother's Day, I want to thank the pastor and his wife, Betty. I call her beautiful. And the board for the opportunity given to me to bring you a thoughtful message as driven by the Lord. I am thankful for my life as a woman, mother, and a grandmother. Before we dig deeply into the message for you this morning, I would like to introduce as a daughter, woman, mother, and grandmother. I'm a grandmother of 3 months old, baby Jeremiah. I called him my boo-boo. Yeah. So those people are my parents.
I just want to talk something about me, myself, because you people see me coming to church all the time. I'm with the ladies' Bible study. I'm so involved in the worship ministry. So you don't know about me. So I just want to introduce myself a little bit so that you can know. You don't sit down assuming or guessing. Anyways, yeah. So I have a very humble history. And sometimes I give bits and pieces about my testimony in the Lady Bible study. They knew a little bit. I was born to Mr. and Mrs. M.E. McCauley. And both parents, my mother's name was Agnes, and my father's first name was Michael. Both parents were grounded in the Lord. I have three siblings. I am the youngest in the family of four. My father was a minister of the word for the United Methodist Church Conference. My mother was a church mother of the Asbury United Methodist Church in Sierra Leone. Between herself and I, this church was born, this Asbury United Methodist Church, in 1984 in our house. Prayer meeting grew and we were having prayer meeting in our house. So the prayer meeting grew and the church called Asbury United Methodist Church emerged. And because of that Bible study we were having prayer meeting in our house, our senior pastor came to visit the Bible study and saw that it was packed full. So we started having the Bible study out of our house in front in the free compound. And they saw that it was growing again, they bought a land. And they built this church, Asbury United Methodist Church. It was a name from the United Methodist Church in America. So they named that church after our church. So we had missionaries that were going there and to see how we were doing. So this Asbury United Methodist Church is one of the strongest in the Musselman circuit of Sierra Leone United Methodist Church. It's a very big church now. It's sitting at the heart of the town. This background laid the foundation for me to strengthen my faith through the Pentecostal church. My first experience of Pentecostal service was when I went to nursing school in 1986. Since then, I have been a Pentecostal worshiper, and I became a born again that same year when I went to the school of nursing. Why this emphasis on the role of my mother is establishing churches and bringing up children from a village. She used to help out a lot, taking care of people's children, her family's children, bring them to the capital because that's where we were, and she will put them in school. They will do everything and go up to university. So that's why I'm emphasizing on my mother, and it's a Mother's Day today. I think I need my water. So that's my own family. Yes. That's Frederick in the extreme end there. And he came. He lives in Ottawa, but he came today to celebrate Mother's Day with me. Yes, he's videoing me. Yeah. And he's the second born. Tayo, the one everybody knows that comes to church here, she's the older one. She's in the middle, Eri Tayo. And that's my baby, Prezi. She's Priscilla. I call her Prezi. Yeah. She's not here today. She goes to school in America. She's in university. But she's traveling today to come for holiday, for the vacation. So she's not here today. But she sent me a message this morning. Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I say, I wish you traveling mercies. Yes, she's not here. And that's me. And that's my lovely and some cute husband. Ooh. Yes. We took that picture about last year or year before last at Woodville Pentecostal. That's where I was attending. We moved from Ottawa to Cornwall because of job. My husband got a job here. We came. So, yeah. So we were attending Woodville Pentecostal Church. So that's where we took that picture. So about myself, my name is Patricia Domingo from Sierra Leone, West Africa. I am married to Monty for 27 years. We are blessed with 3 children, and you've seen them already, a boy and 2 girls. We are also blessed with a grandson, which makes us exciting grandparents. Baby Jeremiah, my boo. He's first now before Monty. Yeah. My professional background is nursing and pharmaceuticals. I completed my nursing in Sierra Leone and was registered with the nurses board. I pursued my career in Canada briefly as a practical nurse, but switched to being a pharmacy tech. I am back to nursing, currently working with Pyramid Healthcare Services and Chartwell Retirement Home as a practical nurse. I have been a believer for the past 33 years, a born again. Amen. And that's my boo, Jerry. Amen. Yeah. So now you've known a little bit about me. So I think you will not ask me a question again. Where are you from? What are you doing? Yes, you know now. Amen. So before I get into the message that I have for you guys this morning, I am going to talk or speak about the characteristics of a godly mother. Yes. So, can I have the slide for godly mother up there, please? My supportive husband is there helping me. Yeah, about the characteristics of a godly mother. These are also a character traits that should mark any godly mother or a woman. And so whether you are a mother or not, there are qualities you want to be developing in your life as a godly mother. Amen? Mm-hmm. If you don't have a child or not, don't worry. This is for all of us. We are women, we are mothers. You are called auntie. You are a mother too. Amen. I am going to talk about, it is not a point of discouragement about these characteristics if you don't have any, but it's an area to work on. Amen? So it's not like putting you down or criticizing all of us because nobody's perfect. We are running a race to win the crown. Amen? Yes. Mm-hmm. So a writer once said in a testimony that our goal is to become known as a godly woman, a godly mother. That should be true for us. Amen? As believers, we want to show example to our children, to people looking at us, that we are going to church every day. You don't want to live like the way people live in the world. You want to be separated from the world. So as you are a godly mother, there are things that they should see in you, needless to ask you, but it points out. Amen? So we should aim to be a godly mother. Amen? My dear men, I think this is for you too. Sometimes our husbands, they tend to put us down if we do a little bit of mistake. But we are not perfect. We are not. You have to be supportive to us. Are you hearing me? Are you here? Yes. So develop these characteristics that I will be talking on, I will be going to talk about. You have to help your wives to develop these characteristics. She needs your support, not your condemnation. Yes, we all, even me standing here, I need that. I don't need any condemnation, but support me, correct me in a way that I will not feel offended or looking low upon as if I don't know anything. But lift me up. Amen? Sons. We have those. Our sons came here today. I can see sister's son sitting there. Yes, my sister and my son is sitting there, and other sons are sitting there. Sons, these are what you should look for or take into consideration when you are looking for a potential wife. Amen. I'm going to talk about the characteristics later, but I'm just warning you. Amen. Yes. So now, our text this morning is taken from Proverbs 31, verse 10 to 31. I know everybody knows about this text. Everybody, it's popular, it's very nice, it's lovely. I love this text. When I was in Sierra Leone, I was on the worship team too. I was a leader on the worship team. So every Wednesday, we call it Men and Women Special, the church that I was attending. The pastor will give us a theme, and we try to compose songs from that theme. So this theme was the main theme. So when we are coming to sing you, we have people to come to exhort people about this verse, this text, and the choir, the worship team will come and sing on this text. Then again, the pastor will come, so that the message has gone threefold, three parts. Amen? So I loved it when pastor preached about it, Sister Dumbuya. We called the pastor Sister Dumbuya. She was a woman. Yeah. It says, the wife of a noble character. Other books, they have a virtuous woman. But I love this, a noble character. Amen. And I would like you guys to read when you go home, because you have it on your paper there that we gave the pink sheets, that the text is taken from Proverbs 31, 10 to 31. But I'm going to emphasize on 9 verses this morning, just 9, from verse 23 to the end. Amen. Yeah, it says, her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. Amen? Her husband is respected. Yeah. When you are a godly woman, you are a noble woman, you are a virtuous woman. The way you carry yourself, the way you act, the way you behave, that brings respect to your husband. Yes. This is not lie. It's true. The way you do things out of church. Don't be so holy. Don't be so dressed up nicely in the church. Then after out of church, you are all over the place. You are living different way. You are compromising with the world. No. A wife of a noble character makes her husband very important in the area, like in your community, in your area we are living. If you live a decent life, people always turn to your husband. That's sister's husband. That's this. When they have any big community, any big gathering in the area, they will tend to invite your husband because the way you are. So we have to live a life that is pleasing to God, that God wants us to live. Don't live life that you think that God is not seeing. Yes, he is there, but he's seeing everything. Like for me, I have it in my mind always at work. When we are doing something, when I was in the pharmacy, if I'm doing compounding, I don't do it shortcut way. I go, then one of my companions will come and say, oh, what are you doing like this? Are you taking time? I said, no, I'm doing the right way because God is seeing me. I'm not doing it for any boss here. I'm doing it for myself. God is saying I'm doing the right one. So we always have to live a life that our husbands will be respected. Our husband will be treated very importantly in the community, in the society, in the area, in whatever you are doing. Amen? Yeah. The elders of the land, because of her, I remember when I was growing up, our elders used to tell us, the way you dress to a party, that's the seat they will give to you. Africa, we have so much culture. And you have to, I'm not saying you are, but you have to live according to that culture. And because of that, we are all grown into it. We are used to it. I tell my children always, I say, I came here when I'm old, so I still have my Africa culture. I tell them, yes. So I don't deviate from that. I wear pants. I always wonder, Africa, we don't wear pants so much. If we wear pants, our dresses are over ourselves. So that's why when I don't like wearing pants, if you guys observe me, even in the winter, you see me wearing dress. Yes, I'm used to that. If I wear pants, it has to be a dress pants, and they don't allow us to wear jeans to church. They don't allow us. So it's in me that's the way I grew up, and that's the way I'm dressed, and that's the way I taught my children. Yes, because the Bible said, Worship God in beauty and in holiness. Yes. Give God all the best. Yes, because we are the children of God. We are not the tail, but the head. They should see prosperity in you. Amen? So please, let us try to do right things so that our husband will be respected in the area that we live. Verse 24, it says, She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with charges. Amen? Oh, this woman we are talking about in the Proverbs 31, she was very noble. She makes linen. A woman of character. She was very industrious. Very hardworking. Some women today, oh, I don't know how to do this. I can't do this. No. Yeah. You have to help your husbands. You have to do something that your children will emulate you. Your children will focus on you. They will take you as an example. Yeah. This woman we are talking about, she's very industrious. She was. Yes. And she was very hardworking. Yeah. She makes provision for the family. Yeah. Where there is difficulty, hardship, she creates opportunity for survival. Yes. We try to do that. That's the way godly mothers should be. That's the way mothers should be. Today I'm talking about godly mothers because I'm in the church. I'm a believer. So any woman that came to visit us today, please listen to this little words I'm saying so that you can pick the one that fits you and practice it. Apply it in your life. Amen? Yes. She got opportunity for survival. I remember, I'm talking about myself again. Sorry, I only know about my family and myself. So I'll be taking a lot of example on me. Is that bad? Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about anybody here. That's not the character of a noble woman. Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. So I remember when we were deciding to get married, my husband, yes. At that time, we were just, like for me, I was just entering into the school of nursing. And I just finished, graduated. I went to work in the provinces because I was a city woman. So, but United Methodist Conference Church gave me scholarship. So I had a scholarship to go to nursing school. So I finished my 3-year nursing. Then I had to go work for them. The only hospital they were having, it was upcountry. As a city woman, I've never been there, but I said, yeah. So I went. I was working in that hospital. And at that time now, my husband was getting ready to go to university. So we don't have money, but when we were in courtship, I told my husband, whether we have money, whether we are rich, whether we are poor, when we get married, I don't want to live in sin before getting married. I told him that. Yes. So he was going to university. I have finished. So I was working. I was making the money. He was a student. Yeah. A noble woman, a wife of a godly woman, a noble character woman. That's what you should do. Don't look for a man to get money to come and marry you. Fight for yourself, the virtuous woman. The important things that you should do to bring praise to your husband. You should be very hardworking. You should be pushful. You should be, don't relent, don't relax. Do things. So we got married. He was a student. We got married. That married. So when I went there, I was wearing dresses, skirts, sometimes to go to church. So the other sisters that I have there that we are living in the country there, we go to church. So they were admiring me wearing all this dress and skirts. I don't love pants so much. Mm-hmm. So they love those dresses. So they were asking me about it. They wanted it. So I told my husband, I said, this is the situation. So we were industrious. The way to find money to help our parents do our wedding, we started doing business. Yes, that's what a godly mother should do. Look for avenues. Look for things. So My husband will come from when he has a holiday from university. He will come to visit me in the place there. So at that time, we are doing courtship, but he was coming. So he will buy material, they sew skirt, dresses, and bring them for me. Then we sell them. When we sell them, then we will buy commodities like other organic food, because of the prophet, they don't put fertilizer, those things. So we buy those things, and he will take them back to the city and sell them. So we were able to raise funds. We were able to get money. Yeah, we did that, and our wedding was grand. Amen. A student married a worker. It was grand. Yes. So as a lady this morning, a woman of a noble character, don't relax. Try to do things to bring praise to your family, that your children will look at you and say, yes, this is a mom that I have. Amen. And it says, verse 25. Okay, I'll read here. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Amen. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Yeah. She has so much strength. A woman of a noble character. This woman we are talking about. She has so much strength. She goes all around to do things for her family. She prays. She goes to church. She has Bible study. She has a job to do. She has the children to look after. She has her husband to care for. She has the clothing to wash. She has to fold them. She has so much strength from the Lord because she surrendered everything. Her soul was right up to God. Yes, she has the strength. And dignity. A wife of a noble character. You have to have quality of being worthy of honor and respect. Yeah. Aim for that. Look for that. Pray for that. For honor, respect, and dignity. This woman, she had dignity. She was very respected. Composed. And she has serious manner. Manners is good. Yes. My children, I train them that, to have manners. I tell them, I said, yes, you guys are lucky you are in Canada. Yes. I said, but I want manners from you. I tell my husband, my son, when he was going to school, you know, sometimes peer pressure want to tell. Yeah, but they know their mama. She's the disciplinarian. The dad is the spoil. So he wants to put his, when he's going to school, sometimes he wants to just hang the pants here. And he went and pricked his ears. I said, what? No way. This is not going to happen here. This house is King Jesus in the family. Yeah. I said, no. Remove it. Take it off. I said, if I wanted earring from you, from the time I gave birth to you, I would do it. What's wrong with you? Yeah. Take it off. Yeah, we did. We were fighting. Sometimes when you go on the streets, you go where I there. When we are in church, you're sitting beside me. I don't want the seats. No. I'm not standing up there praising God. We're trying to win souls for Christ. Then my son is like that. Never. It's not going to happen. Yes. I said, take it off. You don't dress like that. Sit with me here. No. Africans, we are so hard on our children. We call them baby, but we don't spoil them. No. Yes. So he removed it. Look at him there. He doesn't have it. Yeah. Junior, he doesn't. Yeah. His pants, he wanted to put it there. I said, no way. Raise it up. Tie the belt. At my work in Ottawa, when I always post pictures on Facebook, my children, they say, oh, Patricia, your son is always dressing nicely, shirt, dress pants. I say, yeah. He doesn't wear jeans coming to church with me, never. Let him wear it to go to school or wherever he wants to. But when we are going to parties, we are going to church, dress properly. We are going to God. Respect him. Yes, respect him. Yeah. So, and look at him. He's a good boy. He's going to marry next year. Yeah. His fiance is so lovely. She loves the Lord. She really loves the Lord. He's going to get married. Some of you, I'm going to invite you to the wedding. Yeah. So this is the thing. We have to have dignity of ourselves. You are not feeling proud. You are not getting peacock life. It's just as you respect yourself. Amen. Mm-hmm. So, with this being said, despite the mistakes we have committed, we can be clothed with His. Our human nature will never be one of the fear and no worries, but God's grace reminds us that, in spite of all these things, we can have peace through Him. Amen. Yeah. If you are doing any discipline, you are trying to lead your children the right way, don't worry. They get mad. My older daughter, we fought these days. I don't even care. She will come back to her sense. Yes. Just discipline. Give them the right way. I tell them, I said, I don't hate you. I love you. That's why I'm telling you to do the right thing. Yes. Don't copy. Don't follow. I really don't like when they want to do something out of the way. No. I tell them. So with all this problem we have, but God is with us. Amen? Yes. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Yeah. And he said, she laughs without fear of the future. When you have God with you, when you train up your children in the Lord, you are not afraid of the future. No. You are not. And once you've trained them up, they are of age. They are 21, 22, whatever age. Don't be afraid. If you know that you are soaked with the word of God. You know you depend on the solid rock. Unshakable. Don't be scared for your children. My little girl got a scholarship to go to school in university in America. You know mothers now. Today is our day. I was crying. One of my husband's friend did a farewell party for her. She plays soccer anyway. That's why she got the scholarship, athletic scholarship. Yes. So she went there. When they did that party after church, I was crying as if something's going to happen to Priscilla. As a woman of faith, but I had a little bit shaky life that day. I was crying. She was encouraging me. Mommy, it's okay. I'll be fine. Just imagine what we hear every day in the States. Every day what is happening there. And please excuse me, it's not for anything, for us color people. What is happening there for our children. Yes. Yeah. And she got the scholarship and she was going to be 3 black people on the team. All that I was praying. Let them don't bully her. Let them don't put eyes on her. Because she is very, very competitive. In everything. Her education, her playing, friendship. Priscilla is very competitive. So if her star is going to continue to shine there, I don't want the friends or people to just look on her and try to put her down. So all that fear was surrounding me, coming into my mind. I was crying. She was giving me courage. Mommy, it's okay. So our community members, they said, Sister Patricia. Some of them called me Sister Pat. Some of them called me Auntie Pat, Auntie P. So they said, don't get worried. They said, whatever thing you have instilled, the manners that you've instilled in her, she's going to show it out when she's there. Now that she's not with you. She's going to show it that over there. And indeed, she has been there 3 years. She's going to 3rd year now. Yeah. And she went to university when she was 18. She is going faster above her age. But this girl, she's coming for holiday. I'll be coming with her to church here. You see her. She's very mature for her age. She's 19 now. She's going to 3rd year in university. Yeah. She took care of herself. She cooks now. She does everything in her room. When she came, first before she went, always I have to tell her, Priscilla, I'm coming to your room. I always say, I'm coming. Pack up. Yes. Tidy up. But when she came this time around, she came for March break. She came to Cornwall. I said, you're coming to Cornwall. She wants to go to Ottawa because that's where she has her friends. That's where the brother is that loves her. We not say no to her. This big sister is with me and we say, no, Priscilla, don't wear that. Don't do that. She does and don't want to come to Mama, bitter Mama. So I say, you're coming to Cornwall. We are here. Your father and mother lives in Cornwall. Come and stay here. So she came here. She stayed with us. The room was perfectly neat. Yes, yay. I was so happy. Yeah. So train up your child. Let them copy you. Let them see something in you. Let them try to be like you. Godly mothers. Amen. Yeah. So don't have fear. God is with you. And there is no fear in love. Once you love your children, you love people around you, not just your children. Love, we all believers need to have it. Yes, we need to have it for one another. Don't look at the color. Don't look at the height. Don't look at the education. Don't look at nothing whatsoever. Just love that has no ending. Yes. And that's one we can find in 1 John 4:18. There shall be no fear while in his shelter when we are there. Amen. Am I doing right? Am I doing something good here? Woo! Verse 26. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instruction with kindness. This is nice, eh? This woman, she was really a virtuous woman. She was really a noble character woman. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. Mm-hmm. That's how we should talk, we ladies of the Lord. Maybe you will not be like me that is talking freely here. You are somebody that is quiet like Betty. She doesn't talk loud, but she's strong in the Lord. You are somebody that is warmth like my friend sitting there, Louise. She can talk to us freely in Bible study. You can see so much confidence in her. I like her for that. Yes. So when you open your mouth, let them see wisdom. When you try to advise, let them say, oh yeah, she's speaking the truth. She's telling me the right thing. You don't try to compromise. No. Believers of the word, don't do that. Don't try to please your friend or don't try to think that, oh, the church will go apart or they will get mad at me. Just give it as the way it is. Yeah. Because the Bible said, if you tell lie on the Holy Spirit, he will not forgive you. And so if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you stand to speak the truth. You stand to give the right advice. You stand to talk freely because you are not connected. You are not attached. Amen. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, this woman was filled with the Holy Spirit. When she opens her mouth, wisdom, cleverness, sensible things. Amen. Yeah. And her words are wise and the words are so good. They are good for you to hear. Sometimes people just want to come to you if you have that character. They want to come to you for comfort. They want to come to you, just tell you their problems and for you to reassure them, elevate them, don't put them down. Yes. Give them listening ears that they know that this person is having interest in me. Yes, this woman was wise. And she gives instruction with kindness. Yeah. Kindness, being friendly, generous, and considerate. Yeah. When you are kind, you consider. You want to do something right for somebody. You don't want to squeeze. You don't want to be greedy. Yes. When you are kind, you extend your arms. You open your arms. Yeah. Like for myself here, standing here, my husband, he is the president of the Sarah Lou community here in Canada, our association. He's always opening in his arms. When new people come from Africa, or they come from America, or they come from Toronto, or Winnipeg, they relocate in Ottawa, They're going to search our community. Then they find his number. Even the Canada government, if they want to do anything for Sierra Leone, if they were looking for Sierra Leoneers, they just look, search, they see my husband. So he's always opening his hands. Sometimes they are looking for a place. We say, let them come and stay to us in our house until they get a place. Recently, a lady relocated from the States to come to Canada here. So the lady came to Ottawa. Then they found my husband and told him. He went there. The lady was living far eastern in Ottawa. He went there, saw this lady, tried to help the lady to buy bed, everything. And then the lady was looking for an house. Then my husband said, you can come and stay with us in Cornwall until you get your own place. Then I said, yeah. So that's kindness. Be considerate. So I said, yes. I'm always supporting him when he want to do good. He want to help people. I said, yes. And for me, always, people that people despise in a community, at my working place, wherever I am in the church, those are the people I go close to. I don't go to the IOPS. I don't go to everybody that they know. No. I go to the one that is sitting quietly, that thinks that, oh, I don't have this, or I am deformed, or I'm this. Those are the people I always go to. Same likewise with Priscilla. She copied that. She is very, very kind. Any new person that goes to her school, when she was attending John McCrae in Ottawa, any new student, because you know how students like to pick a new student, new person. Priscilla was very known. She was well known in the school. So she would just go befriend that person and try to help that person in the school. When I'm at Classic Care Pharmacy, they hire a new worker, training that worker. I try to tell that worker everything about the pharmacy. You have 10 days off. You have 10 days that you can call off 1 hour on your without pay. You can, if you want to do doctor's appointment, you want to go to the bank, you want to do this, we have 10 days that you can take 2 hour, 3 hour, that's without pay, or you take vacation. I tell them, because someone, I don't know, nobody tell me. I try to help them out. Kindness. Go out there. Your kids, your children, your husband, your friends, they will love you. Don't fight for love. You just do the thing like unconsciously. It will unfold itself. Yeah. Gentleness. With all this, you will be affection with worth and concern. This person, when you have all this character, words of instruction, you have concern. You have care. Yes. You want to know about how people are living their lives. Not in depth, but you just want to. Like for me, in the church here, I talk to everybody. I've been in this church almost a year now, but as if I've been here like 10 years ago. Yes. Yeah. I come to everybody with an open heart. I don't have anything against anybody because I don't know. I'm not going in depth to know about you. What we are showing here, when we meet in the ladies' Bible study, we do it, they are finished, I go home. That's the way I want to love people. That's the way I want to have concern for people. And look at the time we were naming my grandson. I just came and invited my Christian brothers and sisters. Oh my God, my people that came from Ottawa, they said, Sister Pat, as if you've been in Cornwall forever. My house was full with all these lovely people. They all brought food. Everybody, and they were dancing. We enjoyed the naming. This is the way, care for people. Don't feel too big. Don't feel too proud. Don't feel that I have this, I know this, I am this. No. If it is left with me, I don't want to tell anybody about myself. I just want to be free. Don't ask me, what are you doing? Where are you working? This and that. No. I just want to be simple like everybody and just let's flow. If you observe to me, I don't ask anybody here ever, what are you doing? Where are you working? I just want to love you in spite of. Care in spite of. Okay. So verse 26, she speaks her words. Okay, I'll finish with that. Verse 27, this is a lovely part. Amen. Let me come closer, my eyes. Yeah. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Yay! This is something we women are guilty of. She watches over her family affairs. Amen. Mm-hmm. So, this means our eyes are fixed on our family. Our first priority is our family. Yes. I always tell my husband that a family come first. Then all other things come after. After God, my family. After my family, all things else. Because sometimes he wants to go out more, like that. But my husband is somebody that always expects good behavior, good act from all of us. Yes. Whatever you are right or wrong, he wants you to act decently. That's his thing. Yeah. So she watches what others, she doesn't sit down and watch others are doing. This woman we are talking about, the noble character woman, the godly woman. No, she's not busybody. No, she doesn't sit down watching what people are doing. No, she does not watch. We are guilty of that. I don't know for you, but like me, I like to watch TV. She does not sit down watching Oprah or status update on Facebook. I like Facebook too. She does not. She's busy focusing on her family, her children, her husband. Yes, she does not have idle time for that. But I find time sometimes for that. Yeah. She watch closely her home and the needs of that therein. What does she watch over? The affairs, the ways. What are your family's ways? Yes, our family's ways. What are their habits? Their routines? Are they healthy? Are your children glorifying God? Is everyone getting their good rest? Is anyone getting in the word of God? Getting enough tender listening to you, your children? Yeah. Love and affection, enough exercise and healthy food. Yeah. So as mothers, as godly mothers, some of us that have children, we have to look after our children. What are they wearing? What are they eating? What are they drinking? Are they getting enough sleep at night? They like to be on the phone until 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Go knock their room. Yes. My older daughter, she's married. She's off age, but still, she lives with me. I go, look at you, you're still on the phone. Put the phone off. Yeah. So we have to care for them. We don't sit down gossiping, idling, talking, taking the phone, talk about this person. Ah, no. Have time for your children. My husband always said that, Patricia, I don't know, you don't have friends. Like one best friend you don't have. I said, no. I said, my family, they are my friends. When something happened to me right now, they are the ones, they are next of kin, they are on our paper, everything. So what? Friends today, enemies tomorrow. We say that in Africa. Friends today. So the friends that I have, I don't call them friends. I call them sisters and brothers in Christ. You guys are my people. Yes. I don't have, he knows that I don't have any particular person that I call. No, no, no. In the church. And I have lots. I have now in Cornwall. I have in Ottawa at Woodville Pentecostal. Yes. And the people that we came from Sierra Leone, I call them my sisters and brothers because we all came from the same country. They are not friends. So, care for your family. Their routines, what are they doing? How are they living? Amen? Yeah. So, verse 28. It says, our children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Yeah. Your children need to call you blessed. Your children have to appreciate you. This woman, her children called her blessed. Her husband called her blessed. Yes. So, with me, my children, we have a culture, as the thing said here. It said, They go around in the communities in the eastern area. Where's 27? 28. It said the expression of rising up to bless the parents may have some allusion to the Eastern practice of rising and bowing to the ground before the head of the family as a mode of reverence in very general. Yeah, we have that culture in Africa. When I was growing up, we always say, good morning, mama. Good morning, papa. We do that. Then when we finish eating, we say, thank you, thank you. But for me, I taught my children to say, God bless you, mom. So when they finish eating, they just say, mommy, God bless you. They call me mommy Pat. Mommy Pat, God bless you. So they are blessing me all the time. All the time. So our children rise up and bless her because she was a good mother. She was a mother to copy. She was a mother to look at. Amen. Yeah, so I will just try to finish 29 and 30 because I think the time is fast spent. My daughter have done well, but you excel them all. Yes, many daughters have done well, but you excel. This woman excels everything. She surpasses everything. So as woman of noble character, godly mothers here today, let us try to surpass everything. Try to surpass everything in our life. So live a good example for our children, for our family members, for our friends. Amen. Yes. And I just want to conclude. I want to leave you with the six characteristics of the godly mother, a woman of a noble character. So we can just run through this and we try to round up. So you have the pink slip. That's where you're going to enter what they are for. Amen. The pink slip. The six characteristics of godly mother, woman of noble character. Godly mothers are nurturing. I was sitting there. Louis was giving an exhortation or announcement. She used nurturing. My heart slipped. Yes, mothers, we should nurture. We should nurture our children. You can find this in Titus 2, 4 to 5. It says, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste keepers, and home good obedience to their own husbands, that the word of God may be not blaspheming. Amen. So teach your children to be sober, children to be helpful. Teach them about things. We nurture our children. Show them how to cook. How to take care of the house. Yes. Wash your husband's clothes. Us Africans, black, I don't know, I'm talking about Africa because I'm from Africa. We, our husbands, as the Bible says, husbands are the head of the house. We practice that. They are the head of the house. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Yes. My husband loves me so dearly that I can be proud of it and bluff with it. Yes. But I do his laundry, I fold them, I take them into the lock drawer, put the brief somewhere, the vest, his shirt, and hang them. I do that. I'm telling my children, my girls, when she's, I say, you see what I am doing? You'll be doing this for your husband when you're together. Yes. Yeah. I do that. My husband, I always say, do you want me to cut your hair? I do his hair. Yes. When he dressed up, he said, I don't know what to wear. I say, wear this. Take care. We do that. We don't leave them to go out filthy. We look after them. Yes. We care for them. Yes. So teach your children, your girls, to practice that. If they are not doing, try. That's how we've been long in the marriage, and he looks like a friend to me, not a husband. Yes. Godly mothers are loving. Yeah. We have so much love for our children. And we should have the love extended to other people, other people's children, other family members. Yes. And we can find this in 1 Peter 4, 8 and 1 Corinthians 13, 13. Yeah. It says, and above all these things, have fervent charity among yourselves. for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Corinthians 13:13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three things. But the greatest of this is charity. Charity, in the other word, it's love. Yes. So we should love one another. We should love our children. We should love our husbands. We should love our friends. We should love our pastor. We should love our pastor's wife. We should love our brothers and Christians. We don't put them down. We don't cry them down. That's not nice. We have to elevate. We have to support. We have to. Us on the worship team. Worship is the highest form of prayer. When we are all dying to go to heaven, the only thing that is going to be there is worshiping, singing, praise and worship. No intercessory, no preaching, just worship. So we on the team, we have to elevate one another. We don't speak ill about anybody because we are bringing the kingdom down. Yes, we should love one another. Love, love, love. And our kids, we copy that. The other one, it's kind. Mothers, godly mothers are kind. I talked about that so much in the virtuous preaching. Yes. Ephesians, we can find that in Ephesians 32, and it reads, and be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Yeah. As I talk, caring, be considerate. Don't be fooled, as we sang this morning. Our soul says yes. Don't keep anything in your soul walking around and just, there you go like that. No. When I was at Classic, anybody coming, good morning. As soon as I enter the door, I punch in. Good morning, how are you? I'm fine, I'm okay. Then, good morning. I said, no, that's not pure. I tell them, I say, it's not pure. No. If you want to say good morning to me, smile. And seriously mean it. Don't just and go like that. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So care for one another. That's the kindness. Be considerate. Open hands. So your children may do the same thing. Mothers are leaders. Yay, I love this. Mothers are leaders. Godly mothers are leaders. All of us that are mothers here, our aunties here, our grandparents here, we are leaders. Our children, our husbands, they are our first children. They copy us. They look at us. They listen to us. When they do something, why did you do that? I tell my husband, I don't want the shoes on the road. I said, I don't want to fall down because with my training, we don't want to put anything in the way. When we call emergency, the roadway should clear. So in my house, I want that. I don't want no clutter. I call them fomites. I'm throwing them. So if he comes from work and just leave his shoes there, the children, I said, why did you leave your shoes there? Go take it. Go remove your shoes. Yeah. So, we have to be leaders. Lead in a kind way. Lead in the lovely way. Lead in the compassionate way. Yeah. The kids look at us. They just sit down. My mom is yelling all the time. My mom is cursing all the time. My mom is just saying all these bad words. They're going to learn from that. They are going to learn from that. And you fight with your husband all the time. I don't say there is a perfect marriage, no. If the marriage wants to be healthy, you still have to argue. Yes, a healthy marriage, you argue. You don't have dominant somebody there. Yes. But don't do it over the mark that the children don't have peace in the house. They are not seeing that this house is a pleasant place. They don't want to stay there. Yeah. My son, when we moved to Cornwall, he said, oh, I miss mommy's kitchen. Because when I'm there cooking all the time, he's eating. When I go down cooking, yo, you miss mommy's kitchen. Yeah. Yeah. So, as a leader, he's thinking that my mom is a good leader. She cooks for us. And she cooks healthy food. I love her food. She's going to marry the Canadian. So I told the girl, I said, you have to learn how to cook our food, oh. Right. So you have to eat our food, oh. Yeah. So, and the girl is doing well. Yeah. When she comes to our party, she cleans, she helps to walk. Oh, people are saying, Auntie P, this you daughter, I want to speak my language to you now. I'm going to say it. Auntie P, this you daughter, Lassa, a good oh, it do well. That she's very, very good. She's doing very well. They tell me. I said, yes. She's one of its kind. Yeah. She's Canadian, but she's good. Yeah. I love her. And godly mothers are protectors. Yeah. We do protect our children. Yeah. My eyes. Thank you, Linda. You have everything here for us. Yeah. Godly mothers are protectors. Yeah, we protect our children. We protect our husbands. We protect our family members. We protect our grandchildren. Yes. Look at Jeremiah there, the way the mom protects him. Even from me, because when I get off work at night, I work 2 to 9 or 2 to 10 o'clock at night. So when I get inside, as soon as I open the door, my boo-boo, then she will come fast. That I should not yell, he's sleeping. I should not cause noise. Yeah. She protects her son. Every mother here can relate to that. That have children. That have grandchildren. You can relate to that, how you pull. You're very protective. I am very protective, that one. It's like a hen when you have children. It's always overing the children. That's me. You can't say bad thing about my child. No, I'm not going to accept that. No, I am the mother. Yes, I brought up my child and she's with me all the time. You know her like 1 hour or 3 days. Don't say anything. No, I don't. My husband, he doesn't say anything. But for me, I say, no, no, no. You don't have to say that. My 3 children, even at school, like my son, when he went to grade 11, a little bit peer pressure, he wanted to be disturbing in school. And they call us and the teacher would say, Frederick, he's a good boy. Is this, is that? My husband is soft. See, he's just saying, yeah, yeah. I said, but what? What is the problem now? Why are you calling us? Then he said, it's the friends. But it's the friends. Call the friends. Don't call us. Yeah. So I don't just sit down and listen to the teacher. I tell the teacher that, no, this is not nice. I don't want to put, don't put target behind his back or don't focus on him. You said he's good boy. Good. Why now? We're here. So no. Priscilla, they went for Canada Day, and some friend wants to just see what she was doing, and they didn't call. They really know us. They are our community members. They know that. They didn't call and tell us. They told other people, and the people called my husband and told him. Then my husband was really mad, and I was at work. He called me, told me. I was so furious. I didn't like it. I said, but they know us. Why didn't they call us and take it like that? If it is not true, they're going to tarnish it other way. Yeah. So I was protective. I tried to call everybody that was involved in that. And the two of the people that were there, then they spoke to my husband. They said, oh, I think Sister Pat is mad at us. Then my husband said, no, it's the way you people wanted to take the thing. That's why. And she doesn't like that. Same for my husband. I'm very protective over him. He's the president for our community. He's the leader at his job where he is. But I will talk about the community, not his job. So, when he's sending emails around, like we're having our Independence Day or Christmas party, we have a lot of people that we are born in Canada, grew up, they already have gone to university, did masters, this and that. They want to show themselves in the emails, try to talk to this respectful way. So, and all of us are getting the emails, all the community members, we are on this thing. Yeah. So, one day this thing was happening back and forth. He's so gentle. Then people were answering, fighting for my husband. So I want to talk to them, but I'm sending text to him. I said, I want to say something in this email. I want to say something. He said, no, just leave her. Just leave her. But I listened to him as what we practice. The Bible, you have to listen to your husband. I listened. I didn't disgrace him to go fight. No. But whenever we gather together, like we are gathered here in the meeting, then I just say, when we all talk, then I said, that's not nice. That is not the way. If God has chosen a leader, an elder, it's from God, not from you. You don't try to put them down at all. Respect them. Yeah. So I'm very protective. Godly mothers are protective. Comfort. We need to comfort our children. Yes. When they are distressed, when they are worried, when they don't know what they want to do in life, when they are trying to think about, oh, this is what is happening, we try to talk to them in a way that they will know that we are mothers, not their enemies, not somebody that is bullying them. Yes. And let us engage our children in talking. Some of our children, they don't like to come to church. It's not our fault. We brought them, but they don't. But don't get mad at them. Talk to them in a way that they will see reason why they should come to church. I like the show we watched yesterday. The lady was trying to talk to her husband to know the Lord. Say the rapture is coming. We are all hearing all this news. The man was throwing everything away. Yeah. So the rapture came, went with the woman. He was left. SRS was coming round. I should take the mark of the beast. So with that message, if we have it again, telling our children. So yesterday when I saw that, I said, yeah. I said, for me, I don't want to be alive when this mark of the beast is coming. I just want to die and go ahead. Yes. So let us pray for our children that they don't lose their soul. Let us pray for them that they lost themselves. The woman yesterday in the play, she has confidence in the Lord. She's so relaxed. That's the thing I was saying. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are not worried about your future. The man was saying, look at you. It's so easy for you to say that. Because she is well soaked with the word of God. So she doesn't have to worry. When you are conforming with the pattern of the world, you are afraid. You are scared. You don't want to come. For me, born again life is very easy. It's very easy. You don't smoke. You don't drink. You don't go to the club. You don't do this. You don't do that. My own enjoyments or fun I'm having, come to church, go to work, cook. Even movies, I don't go. I don't like it, I don't go. Instead, I stay home and watch television. I like my shows, reality shows. I sit down, watch them. I don't watch all this fighting. No. Real life acting, those are the things I watch. Yeah. And my children too, tired when I'm not there. Those are the channels she's choosing and watch. So, women, we have to be influence in the house of the Lord. Influence in our houses, over our families, over our friends. Yeah. It's because of time. I have a lot to talk about, but I have to stop here and just thank God for what God did this morning for all of us and giving me the privilege to stand here and talk to you. I was honored when Pastor asked me, do you want to speak on Mother's Day? I said, no. He said, the Lord will do it through you. So I just want to thank you for listening and thank every mother here today. A friend sent this message to me on WhatsApp. I don't know if you guys know about WhatsApp, but us immigrants, we have that's a free phone call message we make. We talk to our families more. So, and she sent this wishing me Mother's Day on Thursday. So I said, let me just tell you guys. Being a full-time mother is one of the highest salaried job paid. My husband printed it twice. Job. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, full-time mother, like our sisters that do not go to work, that they stay home, even us that do our jobs, we are still full-time mothers. Because you do something at your job, you come home again, you wash the dishes, you cook, you pack, you prepare supper, dinner, lunch, everything, and pack. My husband is now that I'm not making lunch for him, because sometimes I say I want to sleep in. Before, I make lunch for all of us. Then he take his lunch back and go. The kids take, I go. I was doing that all the time. Now I said, I'm getting old, I'm tired. You do it. Yes. So it's a full-time paid. So mothers, we have to be appreciated by our children. Amen. And our husbands. Yeah? Since the payment is pure love, no influence is so powerful as that of a mother. That I will leave with you guys today. That we go with it and always remember that we're a full-time worker in our houses. Amen. I am wishing all the women here today happy Mother's Day. God bless.
That was wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. Wasn't that wonderful? I'm so glad that the Lord led me to ask you today to be our speaker on Mother's Day. I always get to the place on Mother's Day and say, what can I say to mothers that they'll listen to, women? Because a man saying it to a woman is not very good at times, okay? We get flack, but that's okay. But you had said it perfectly, and thank you so much for sharing that with us today. And it's good to have your family with us, and we can see the productivity of your life in God is there represented to us in your family. So we're appreciative of that. We just have a little gift for you for speaking to us today and wanted to tell you how much we appreciate your standing here. All your preparation and all that went into you this day and your family standing with you is so good. And so we just wanted to show a little bit of love to you. Amen. 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 Would all the mothers come to the front? We have a flower here for you today. A little memento that you can take home from church. Now, last year, we passed out to the ladies some certain flowers, and they said, oh, I wanted a pink one, or I wanted a yellow one. So we've got them in the vases up here. Come up and take your favorite color of flower and just hold on to it and stand across the church. I'd like to pray for all of our mothers today before we leave. So just go ahead and take one. Sometimes they have to get pulled out. Oh, you missed the little thing on the end there, Linda. Make sure you get the little water thing on the end that holds the flower. And just stay at the front here. We want to pray over you. There you go. You pulled out the thing without getting the little water thing on. Yeah. Every mom get one. Our newest mom here. Do you want pink? Is that what you want? Yeah, make sure you... There you go. Hallelujah. I think there's something very special about mothers. And Betty and I, we've been talking lately about our moms. You know, where they both passed away 8 years ago, the same year that they passed. And we miss them so very much. But they put it so much into our life, mothers. And we are who we are today because of mother's love. Amen? So, men, would you stand with me and everybody else? We're going to pray over our ladies today and just pray blessings on them. Father, thank you so much for mothers, the mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, the input that they have into the lives of their children and those around them, the influence that they can have on people around them. God, we thank you so much for the influence that we all have received from a mother that has poured into our lives. But most of all, we thank you for a godly mother, one who's poured Jesus into our lives and allowed us to see Jesus Christ as the only way for us to live. Thank you so much for your love in all our lives. And just bless our moms today, Lord. Bless the mothers of this church. And may you just pour into them. This is a special day, but let us honor them every day of our lives. And thank you for them. So God, just put a hedge of protection around them. Bless their goings, their speech, everything that they have their hands to, Lord God. Just bless them, bless them, bless them. And we thank you for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So happy Mother's Day to you all. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you and have a great, great day.